The impressions that are made by men, right, per each voter, is the content that one is. Other things are going to follow. We'll refine it because we never take it and then present it into the house without correcting that. It's something that must not be done by the committee, because last week, you know, we were nearly trapped in beginning to put the T's and the I's and all that. Whereas that should be, you know, something that must be referred to. Then say these are the things that must be referred to. What matters? Are we tabling for recommendation, or are we just tabling for nothing? And what are the issues? What are the committees recommending on each item? So I would then propose the members that if we go through this report today, let's look in each and every item by way of saying question of progress. May take for instance, last week we dealt in detail with the Plenberg Bay report. We made some proposal suggestions. And you recall then that it also formed part of the people's assembly that took place last year. And one anomaly is that the report was submitted with Parliament, but it was never debated. It was never tabled formally before the House for the adoption thereof. Safe to say that we did meet with the Minister, the MEC, and some of these issues were raised with them. It then means this particular report then still stands as such. I'm then proposing, members, that we can once again reflect on it just briefly, then move to each and every report as it has been presented. And we want members to simply say a certain thing, if there's a given clause, that must be amended. Let's say amended. Let them indicate that this must be amended to reflect 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's agree on that. If there's a point missing that is crucial, let's then agree that there's one thing that is missing that should be contained in this particular report, so that it must be put in. So that at the tail end, we adopt the report with those amendments. Because if we're going to go line by line as if we're dealing with a bill, we'll never finish. If there are any other shortcomings that we encounter to strengthen the committee section, question of, because there was something that was quite interesting, where, I don't know what announcement came in. At one time, we were discussing the question of minutes and stuff. Then one senior member from your section said, it's the members that must write the minutes and reports. Not the committee. It's the members that must write the reports and the minutes. And not us as the committee section. It's a form of evolution. But having said that, then members, well, why don't we then agree? And start by the very, very, very report. To then say, what are we doing about the complex matrimony after 2020, knowing that there were those anomalies. Because as we're going to design, my belief is that this report, if it was tabled and adopted by the house will be reflecting on it when we make our open remarks. So then say some of the issues that were raised, the plans they say, these are how they were attended to. But we know pretty well that they were never attended to. But what do we say as a committee then? Because mine is to then say, commitment to us. We should do our thing. We have dealt with this matter. This is my proposal. So then say, let's write a letter to the speaker attaching and say these are the issues that were tabled by this committee. And this was also submitted to the office cashier's joint, the chair of chair. And we would then appreciate to learn from her office as to whether these issues were referred to the relevant departments and provinces for their action. And if so, can we then get a response there? I don't know, I'm just making a proposal on this one because we dealt with it last week. Any comment? Go on, Matthew. So as we said then, this report was adopted last year by the committee. But so the process that we undertook last week assisted that document to be more substantial, so that when we submit it, once again, it will then reflect the impression of the committee. Why don't you then agree, Member Cox, and go to the next report? Can you be reminded? The Akasha Park report and your splendid day report, they were both adopted by the committee. Both were adopted. So there's no reason for us to look into the Akasha Park report. Safe to say that, for record purposes, in the program, we are supposed to meet with the department to come and brief us on progress regarding the refurbishment of all the parks. So that one is, in fact, we're supposed to have met with them last week. Parliamentary body.
Yes,
it has been postponed, but it's still in the program because there is a committee has to meet with them before the end of this term. So it's on the 21st. Issues that are going to be looked into by the committee, some of them are reflecting here. It's progress. Then there's also the issue of the Parliamentary Villages Amendment Act. No, it's not an amendment act. What act? Which there was a strong proposal that is coming from the members that it must be amended accordingly. You remember we've dealt with that matter time and again. It keeps on coming back. It then says, when you meet with the board and the department next week, it's a question of also asking as to how far they have gone in terms of with those amendments and proposals. It's a question of the accommodation. It's the composition of the board, if I recall. It's the composition of the board and also the utilization of the vacant site.
houses in Acacia Park in particular, how can they be utilized? And it also talks to many other things, because they have to call for submission. Because time and again we hear that applications that keep on coming to them say, we have to agree that some staff members that are staying, that are working in Parliament might also be accommodated in Acacia Park. The Act does not allow that. The Act says the professional workers and the members of Parliament focus and nothing else. So that those are some of the things that must be looked into. It goes further. You'd recall that we as government, as public works now, we own Acacia Park. Time and again, we keep on then saying we're having three parks. And we have Acacia Park that is at least reasonable size land. Where the, if we think about consolidation, we can pull all those parks, pull them down, and all members stay in one place in Acacia Park. So these are some of the decisions ultimately that must be taken by the community. There's some lobbying that has been happening outside. I think you saw something in the paper early in the year, whereby there was this idea of bringing the park next to Parliament so that you can, after hours, you know, members can now, you know, move around and get in. But there's Century City, if one has to argue. And if that happens, the value of Acacia Park next to Century City is billion. So that then I'm then saying, those are some of the issues that then was working. Because here we're playing property and property market. That is why you find some lobbyists saying, no, we want Acacia Park. It's because they know what they're going to do at Acacia Park now that you have your Century City on the other side, which is very prime. If the members are to get to town, to the city center, Acacia Park, particularly Century City, is a city in its own. So, might be able to move away. No, it's a question of the system, but for the argument that keeps on coming. Members are to travel the system to Parliament. So these are some of the issues that would ultimately be discussed by this committee in years to come. But it must be looked at in various forms. Having said that, then, members, I'll just bring that one up because of the meeting that is coming through. Then we have another report. But that has been taken note of. Okay. About all the Limpopo Bank, Limpopo report. Yeah. I will be calling about Bamakubani. Almost every corner. When all the Gala Borea Park and nobody like Pushara. Oh, come on, say Acacia Park. Open it up for your park, la punga shall go.
No. It's the open against the final thing, as we say, Acacia Park, I was there.
You report your car again.
A 17.
Yeah, but. Healing Popo, Concrete Martin.
As a person, though I was not the leader of the delegation, Concrete Martin, so I'm just a person that around. But as I was also part of the delegation, I've looked at the previous draft, and I've looked at this one that is given to me, and became ourselves, Daniel and myself, we have confessed that there are omissions on this one that is given to today. I've already detected some, as if some of the paragraphs here.
Yes.
When I was going through yesterday.
Yes.
And we have confessed that it is this is
a reflection
of what is
a true reflection. Are there any major omissions, not commissions, are there any omissions that you'd want to just...
I've already done that. For instance, this one we should go to, but also I've got some of the communication.
Yes.
For instance, there was an omission of the input from both MEC. People will be disadvantaged because they will be working with, on this one that has got 3 pages. This one with 3 pages is the one that is
So are you then
suggesting... Now, I'm working from the one that was submitted last week.
Yeah, this so I'm suggesting that you put this one aside.
About 11 pages on that side, yeah.
11 pages.
Yeah, that's right.
Should we have it to
Yeah, you want to find some of the technology. It has got missing pieces.
Wrong with coverage, we find that there's a problem with this document, the one that the 3 pages.
Mm.
If you read through it, you find that it says page 1, 3. So it is a person who was processing for conversion. So if you still have, because I do believe members are still carrying with those that they submitted last week. Because those are the documents that members should be also making their amendments on, because they should be reading on those, not the ones that have been distributed today.
In page 2, briefing on the implementation of EPWT,
yes.
I'll use the graphical error. I've already done that with the error. So that was the commission. That's right. And then, I think bullet 3, EPWT aims to provide 1 million employment opportunities to unemployed, not unemployment people, for example. So unemployed, within 5 years of implementation, which is used to emphasize on the learnership, that is the education that is to be used in the commission. Because learnership is really an emphasis on the learnership. And then also 2.1 progress to date, and then 2.1.1. We've also agreed that this paragraph is economic sector. But when you look at the content of the paragraph, it's an infrastructure elaboration. And therefore, it just leads
the economic sector.
That's right, yeah. It doesn't come to economic sector.
Mm.
It is the content of the paragraph talks to infrastructure. So we're also agree that it is that should be removed
under
we also agreed on that.
Sure.
And I say that in this chapter, for us, that arise and they will have looked at the issue of death on the part of the world. Coming to page 5, under 2.5 salaries and remuneration. We have also corrected that this is related to something that has written 10 of the same to National Department of Public Works, not to National, to increase salaries. Not captured well.
3.5,
yeah, salary remuneration.
I'm working for PMG. Now my problem is that it says the province has retained terms of reference to national to increase salaries. Why? I'm trying to think.
That's what we're trying to correct. The way it's cut that is incorrect.
Apparently,
they were saying that as a province, they return to National Department of Affairs, because it is the department that is responsible for the ECWP. Because they say that it is in terms of the remuneration, it is still very low. And that also came up in a campaign. I think also from the human life. So they say that they have written to the national department, not just to national, because this is just a national, it's a big thing. It might be national parliament, just to say national, and you leave it like that.
Now it goes back to what I've been trying to avoid, because now we're getting into, no, I said there's a language that we use in public works that we have to use. So it's not about salaries, because they're not salaries, because it's
tax-based.
It's tax-based, some they get remuneration, some they get the stipend. They are remunerated on the basis of the tax that they've conducted.
Yeah.
So we can take up salaries.
Okay, also under 3.6 observation collection, we're still busy with that in Unokalela, because it says you should better process for contractors, lack the support of contractors. That does not make sense. It needs to be reformulated in that context. But when you talk to us, we're still busy. When I asked what was two times to say one and a two, then we need that to make that about to be mentioned. There is a proposal.
Imagine what I can do. So I should do that, because the monitoring should be done by the department. The evaluation at the end must be done by the department. Once we know that there are those monitors, because Bongela and all these people are placed under this program. Right. So it's the department, because it's the same problem, Comrade Maduma, that the Eastern Cape is currently experiencing. Because they were complaining to them, say, what they do have your problems. To nurture them. But even the province would come up and then say, no, but it's the national department that the government is going to do that. Then it then says, it's the lack of interdepartmental, intergovernmental relations is strengthening. Because this directly talks to that. That there is a Google Kurumisa and a government department and a Google Man that's doing that. I still want to go back to Limpopo, into my language. No, I think that has been taken care of communism. That issue is the department.
Yeah.
Provincial and national department.
Yeah.
Let's put both.
third system is under observation 4.1.3. That's the rate number one. Is not successful. History distribution suggested that the then expands cooperation so that when local decide to find the system in part of the cell, it's shown them. It's not successful. Then you need to first say that to acknowledge what is for physical. That APSA Bank today has already assisted that community.
Because you haven't got a page, you can only read it and you can have everything else.
You don't have a page. We can have everything. Is it this one? That is what never
Members, no. You should be addressing me. Because he is having his own document. And he is now making amendments to the proposed amendments to the document. It's not for you to question him. You should be questioning me to then say you don't have the document. So as a chairperson, I can borrow you.
Yeah, you can borrow
it. No, the one is going to be photocopied for you. I can't give you both. Because you're coming from KZN. That's what I said earlier. So then say you should have brought, because I don't want to be harsh today because I'm leaving this committee. I said, because these documents were circulated last week, and we then said to members, that was my special plea. And I said, I implore you, members, to go and make these amendments so that when we get into the meeting, we simply go through the meeting. So you have those documents.
You imply that it's the people from KZN that they don't listen.
I
would really like to
sing
that story.
I'm then saying, members, let's just assist one another so that we can just speed up the process.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. When
Professor
was
saying
that, I think that some of the members we have this case now. That is 4.1.6.
4.1.6 observation. Yes.
Yeah. What one was saying that suggested this sentence is not cast correctly. It delegation suggests that the bank expands its cooperation so that when locals decide to buy vegetables in bulk, the bank will loan them. What I want to say is that firstly, we need to acknowledge that APSA Bank has assisted that community to extend the infrastructure, because that is what we're talking about. Because they were operating the in a small Lanyana place, it was called Nongalela, with this few staff, members. But attention to that, there was a building. The factor that was almost finished, they were going to put up the roof. And then APSA has assisted them so that it is able, that thing is, to respond to the needs of the community. And therefore, we should have acknowledged that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure members recall that. Yeah. So that's what I've said. I've just made a statement that the very APSA in budget. Was using the structure to expand the bank. Because that was the focus.
Well, why don't you agree? Because you do understand, compared to much human, the involvement of the APSA. Right. Especially to appreciate. Mm-hmm. The observations are appreciated, because I'm hearing that you are showing appreciation.
Yeah.
and the role that AFSA is playing. But what is also critical is the capacitation and the information that must be disseminated to our people so that they are able now to assess, because AFSA made a commitment to assist the expanded public health program. So it then says it's the role of the department that must continuously educating our people to know how to access funding from AFSA, because it is there and AFSA is working very closely with them. Now, the only thing that we can then capture is to then say, whilst appreciating Iroga AFSA, also the role of the department in capacitating our people in the question of the accessing of funding from AFSA and related skills. It's something that must be done by the department continuously. I don't know whether I'm closer to what you have been saying, Congressman, because it's something that is already happening. But you find that it's just a lack of information from our own people as to how they can access that is the funding and also the information. He then says they must then be educated, so provided with necessary information. Because he then talks directly to the department, because we find that it is very few. Let me cite an example, Comrade Makubani. Very little is being said when we started to advertise. I'm now saying I'm the department, assuming that I'm the department. Very little has been done by the department to begin to then say to our people, part of the expanded public works program, we have these key role players where people can then begin to access funding, training, and what have you, like AFSA. Nothing has been done by the department in advertising, literally advertising and using the local radio for people where they can go to, right? We solely depended on the departmental official to do that. And people now, as much as they don't want to be having the information, it's going to be difficult to ask for something that they do not know. That is why we normally use the media. That is why we also use the radio, the local radio. I'm then saying, as much as I'm trying to expand on this point, Comrade, to then say we appreciate, but it is the role of the department to then say people must then begin to source and get information from the department that will assist them with that kind of funding and capacitation.
But also, one is recommending that you should delete that children altogether and do it.
To say that,
for instance, already. If we are saying, if we have incorporated what I'm just suggesting,
yeah,
there's no need to still continue to have the engagement suggested that the previous one is commercial, so that is local, rather have another bullet point. That would say that the community is able now to access loans from this after. And then there is also the family's guidance and direction. No,
you can't say that thing.
Haven't said all what was said.
That's a very institution. One chairperson, one another, so good for it.
They got the gas, the good gas. And what's that?
Computer Center, Bakery and Shoemaker.
Four points to say. I think we need to say that because we are mentioning projects that we also visited.
Yeah.
But to say Computer, Bakery, Shoemaker and Home Based Care, because also there was a Home Based Care. There was also at this self manufacturing project there, done by the youth, but we did not visit it. But it was also mentioned,
it was just a few,
But we need also to make mention, because it was mentioned.
Yeah.
In terms of accounting, definitely won't say anything, because we never visited. But also bullet four, I mean 4.2.1, that round.
May I ask Comrade Matuma, you said this project was started by five veterans from Matabata village.
Yeah.
What are veterans? Somebody ask Comrade Matuma. What are veterans?
Well, you are right. You know, parents to me don't go to me. By and large, this was started by five women. One, not necessarily veteran. But one of those women is a mama who got in Africa.
Well, why don't you agree that by five elderly women?
Elderly women, yeah. So, yeah. Well, there's a woman who got in Africa in our district.
Yes. A community builder of the year.
Yeah. She's heading with those projects. Now coming to the very last bullet, it says the community had to build the structure which cost them 4,000 every funders were prepared to pay for machinery only. Also, this sentence it needs to be
reconstructed
because it doesn't make sense to someone. When you say that which cost the starter which cost 4,000, I mean, it's a dream. What do they need? What cost 4,000? That's in essence to a person never been taken. But what was said in the showcasing is that when they built this starter, they were using creation wings. As a result of that, they lowered the cost to build the structure. And now, I've just incorporated that. I said that the community had to build the infrastructure using plenty of ways which cost them just 4,000. And the funders were not prepared to pay for, were prepared to pay for machinery only. We were told Mandela Student Fund has financed the machines for that bakery. This refers to the bakery category. Let me also let this specific. It's not generalized. It refers to the bakery. So Mandela Student Fund financed the machinery, and that should also reflect here, so that you don't cover the two issues here. So that your first expression of what you are trying to say, so that a person who was not there is able to read the sense of what. What does this sentence imply?
This 4,000 is cost. I don't think so. Who is the main thing for the 4,000 for the cost?
Apparently, they said that they just collected money amongst themselves. That's what there was no funding that came from outside. So the cost in terms of what they collected among themselves amounted to 4,000. But they were creating ways. If you suppose one example that was just said to that, was that of collecting old bricks, broken bricks, somewhere.
Do we have to get into that detail? Because the easiest thing is to simply say the structure was completed. Then thereafter, then we talk about the machinery that was donated by the
institution. Done that.
I don't think that we need the structure.
I don't have a problem, but
That is the structure. It was the initiative of the community. We just have to show that it was the initiative of the community that they built the structure, right, without mentioning the figures. Okay, then added to it then is that the machinery then was donated by the Mandela Foundation.
But also, what was highlighted there was the challenge of transport to supply the school to the press and so on to eight nightclubs. So I'm mentioning this question of transport capacity because that was also a challenge in terms of supplying the adjacent communities as well as the schools, you know, with the percent of the shopkeepers in the adjacent villages, you know. So they always say that it is difficult because, for instance, in the recommendation, we have made that recommendation to the Department of Public Works so that when we visit again to the project, we would be able to make an assessment as to whether the Department of Public Works has done something in terms of assisting them. Because the question of that was raised as a very, very, very important challenge. So members would agree with me.
Yes. If you may move a little bit up, your 422 services, the project issues are going to do things themselves. We can take that on that. The only thing that we can say is services rendered.
Yeah.
Then we can begin then to say skills development, computer skills, home-based care. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So this is doing it all on those lines rather than to them say, the only thing, it's the services rendered by, you know, then you say skills development, and then you begin to know you mention like computer skills. Then project is the care for kids. This is what we call the early childhood development. Mm-hmm. The care for kids is early childhood development, home based care. That is HIV and AIDS, home based care. Just let's use the terminology that we use. When they say 423, no sponsors, the project depends on fundraising. But where did they get in and the initial fund to establish the project? Did they get from the department?
Well, definitely, they did get support from the department.
Now, is it not sustainable under the circumstances?
Well, by look of things, it is sustainable.
But they still need money from the sponsors. You know, I think I'm raising this because that has become a challenge in all the projects that we have. Currently, what I'm saying now as who I am, you know, in all the projects that have been established by God, I think you guys, that there is some kind of research that must be done. The kind of research that is going to begin to tell. I was reading a document from University of Free State last week, right, where they were then, you know, talking directly to all these unrest, like the one that happened at the entry, day before yesterday and all that. The Hutong, yesterday. Hutong and many other places. So then say, what cost? I did appreciate the little input that they made as to what caused that, the cause of them, and the challenges that are facing the government. While the government is trying to do its level best to see to it that things do happen and people benefit out of it, as we're talking about the development state, you still find that people want to be to find themselves as if they still belong to the social state. A kind of being dependent. That's the main problem. Because once you begin to hear people saying, we no more to receive money from sponsors and all that, it's then sad. They don't have the direction as to what's happening. Question of market. Your IDT, they briefed us to then say they've spoken now too, because that has been identified. That's why we are having our cases. Those are some of the things that have been identified because they were not finding the market. Now they've spoken to Abu Ulwet and others to then say here are those people and they're producing these things. So Ulwet, they've made a commitment. I think Checkers, if I'm correct, and Mr. Price, they are prepared to assist. So I'm then saying, it's a question of the exit once again in all these various sectors that we have, where you then say, if you do produce, where's the market? Because here again it's the question of the market. Then it talks directly to the question of skills, marketing skills, business management and the like. So what I'm saying is, because if we have a statement like that one, it then points back to the government to then say, no sponsors, the project depends on fundraising and all that. How far did we go to educate our people around the question of skills? Because that talks to that. If you remember when we were in the report, we then said, but those people are exporting, you know, they're carved wood and beautiful things that they are doing. That. But I then said, but why do they have to go big when they won't be able to find a proper market until a rich person had to come and buy? When they can produce, you know, your bracelets, with all that wood and carving that they are doing, because that is the good thing that they can do. I'm then saying, you know, having looked into this, the challenges that they are facing, some of the challenges, it's not even a challenge, it is, right? It's to then say, how do they then refocus their own business? You wanted to say something?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. No, sir, I want to say I agree with you, but what was said there is actually the Department of Public Health has provided basic skills to the community. What was, when we asked about CETA, they said CETA is special, so they said that the Department of Health has provided some basic skills. But also, finance has also assisted in terms of building capacity. For example, there was a young guy who was been trained as a manager for that cooperative bank. And also, there has been doing some training that was provided. But construction CETA has not been really quite helpful in assisting. But also, the Department of Public Works has provided mentorship. They are mentoring. That was also mentioned there. That's why also the way people can see that in that project. I think also, under observation, the communication department.
Why don't you agree before you jump into that to pinpoint on the CETA, the construction CETA?
Yeah.
That question of no sponsors, because all the things that we are saying, they defeat.
Yeah.
You know, being mentored, being financed, and all that. It literally defeats what is contained here.
Yeah.
Why don't you then say that only the greatest challenge?
Yeah.
Which even the Labour Department said we have raised the question of the construction sector.
Yeah.
It's a construction sector that would be of value if they do render their services. So the challenge is that the construction sector is not there to assist the people. So that is the challenge.
Yeah.
It then takes that to the department, because immediately put the challenge, the department is going to look into the challenge. It then says the construction sector is the one that is not visible for assisting those people to assist them better with their skills. Why don't we simply capture that in a nutshell? Because the question of no fact line, you know, all those things, I mean, they have to take up their own initiative.
Yeah.
To begin to do that, like your transport to supply bread to school. I've just said, IGT was then saying women can get together because and also produce qualitative kind of bread, which is under the second because it is sexist by the same people. They are prepared now to assist and connect.
In fact, if you recall, the Institute of Education to cultural problems, when we are in IGT, children to the Ministry of Education, there was that lady, Christina. I spoke to her, pointing to this project.
To understanding the business ethics.
Mm.
And because surely if they have Ndokone Chalet in the locality who's having a van or something, they can, you know, to deliver during the day and in the afternoon so that they can begin to share the spoil, you know, being part of that particular project. That's what has happened in some parts of the Eastern Cape, whereby they've been having these fruits that they were not being planted. Then ultimately, the local people had to come together. They then agreed to, in fact, they got some funding from the department to begin to do that. But the suggestion that came from the department was saying, look for the people who are having crisis, so that you utilize to begin to plow with and even so. That's how it happened. So even there, it's just a question of being creative and thinking to then say, how can you then do it? Because most of them, even in the Eastern Cape, say, no, if government can just buy us a tractor, you know, that kind of an excitement, instead of thinking to, it's not just an easy thing.
Yeah.
Same as to then say, government must buy us, come on, go to the thing, sir, I'm a banana, no banana. So the government must quickly come up and provide us also with food, because I'm a truck to deliver. You know, this is one thing I say, it's a question of also coaching around the business ethics and how to utilize the available resources. Because there are people who can also access. Some ventures, they use them a lot. Convert a small venture, they buy small venture, they convert it into a van, they put the bread and see it. So that's then a reason I say, let's just capture that. And you know, but I think you did help by saying we've seen a Magaya buy. And that Wang.
I think the reason is for the communities, for ATM.
ATM is a non-profit. ATM is much from banks.
So, why would the
public
market provide
for
ATM to the
community? Yeah,
you were
dealing with that point, Mr. Matuma, when I had to take you back.
You don't make your face like an ATM. You can go to the ATM.
Come on,
Matuma,
can you jump into
them? Why are you teaching me? Well, I think there's a correction that you need to be taken.
Yeah,
you can't say no, but because it doesn't come by saying that. But you can still engage upstart and also upper is there in terms of providing them within the substance. Therefore, the AGM could also be put there by Bank, Kula, Nancy, Kula, Credit, Bank, Gabon, install it in a sugar.
But if I'm not mistaken, the ATM that we have selected, and each vendor has got it, this is the one, the ATM, or this particular one, the other has got to connect it and put it there and connect it to their system. Is that the case?
Yes.
You know what normally happens, the members, what normally happens is that the financial institutions, they normally do a survey first. They don't simply put an ATM. Not that they do not they don't understand that there's a need. But the need is driven by the number of people who are utilizing that particular bank. You get what I'm saying? That then, if we can get closer, Umzansi account, okay? Because you can use Umzansi account anywhere, you know? All banks are using Umzansi account. So the only thing that can then be suggested also, even Umzansi will also look into that because they want something that's going to be profitable. Also as a bank, because they are running an institution. It's not just as easy as to then say, government go and tell a bank to go and do such and such a thing. Because now they are working on profit. So what is critically important then is that if the community and that local municipality here that can go and talk to the bank. I know of one municipality as a potential. They then decided to go because they spoke to the local municipality and they then agreed that they need so they are full time now. It's a municipality depending on because now what they say, as I'm saying, what they normally do is to check as to how many clients they have in a given area. Come on.
Those capacities are wanted to move this in that machine. It's time to respond to what the government wants to do. After the end is already there, you don't need another bank.
Yes.
This cooperative bank is under and they collect money. They said there are about 1,700 members who are banking there. I'm sure we'll come to those figures as we move. It's not there. But it's there, those are the figures. I did come across whether it was another, but 1,700, if you recall what it was about, the figures are there. And then the other thing that it is, they are the members of this cooperation bank, which is under ASFA.
Yes.
ASFA, from time to time, come to collect money,
yes,
take it back to town, to lend it.
Yes.
And then the challenge was that these communities, some of them have stores, vegetable stores, you know, stores and the like, you know, in the community. When now they run short of money over the weekend, for example, the bank is closed, the cooperative bank is closed. But now if there is an ATM, we'll be able to access some funds so that they're able to go back to the market to get some more vegetables. Mm-hmm. So that was the argument of ASFA could still provide this facility for after our care.
Yeah. It's a question of the local municipality being
able. 1,700 members, mostly professional.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the best thing is that the recommendation is that each local municipality must be encouraged, right, to engage. Because it's not just for that, for the project, it's for the entire community.
Yeah.
Whereby the municipality must then be encouraged that they have interactions with the local bank. That they must be, because you look it beyond the people who are running that particular project. To then say that there's a dire need that they must be assisted by that local bank to open up an ATM. So it's a municipal that must be encouraged to get into negotiation so that an ATM can then be put in place. Particularly because of the business activities. It's imperative for the business activities conducted by those people who are in the project. It's a question of enhancing, really, the activities. Yeah, I mean, I'm in a public works. They are missing. This is so long, I didn't know.
I don't know.
You are talking here about the strengthening of the security, which then applies to everybody else. Then the Vabona is a business. Because now they should begin to understand that they are now in the business world, and in the business venture, which would then suggest that they have to meet with other business people to form that kind of security.
Yeah.
Because there is nothing else that we can do. Because what we can do as the department is to refer the matter to SAPS. There's nothing truly that we can do around the question of security. So you should then say there's also a security concern that must then be addressed.
Yeah.
Once again, it goes directly into the face of the local municipality, where they have to meet with the SAPS and discuss the question of security within that area. And please, don't ever do it again to take whose bill and put it behind the bus. You are on page
7
years.
Under challenges, bullet 5.3.
Yes.
I think there is a need of a good bullet there. The mayor there raised the challenge of just land for development. And then I just made a proposal that just land for development, both land here, so far is privatized for same farm, and that was what was said. She was saying that they don't have land, all the resources in that area of Waterbed. You find a lot of game farms there.
Yeah.
You know, the mayor was even saying that some of those farms were given back to people during the restitution process. And the government would pay for even the infrastructure that has been developing those farms.
Yeah.
But when they leave those farms, they just lose everything. To make sure that when people take over the farm,
under Eden chain,
that are under Eden chain. But she was further saying that it is even for development, some of the local municipalities under that system are not having land for development. You find that sometimes that's addressing the municipal boundary. There is a land that belongs to national development of Bangladesh. And they were saying that it is making a plea for us to incense the Department of Public Works when it is audit of the land in the area. It should be able also to give some of those land or to the local municipalities or the people in the So they say that this is something that they'd like us to do to raise the national department of public land. Because they need this, the assistance of the land. They involve the they say that the challenge that farms there are brothers. There is no land other than the national department of public land. And that they can use that. So that they will come. They currently remember this.
The only area that I'm not clear of is when you say that farms are private land.
Yeah.
They are saying that this is not that area. It's really a unique area where you live in South Africa. You know, it's very rare to find.
It is a private farm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the private hand. Yeah, the private hand. Private hand. You don't find as much as you may say that it's a rural area, but you don't find villages there. There's no village there. You travel long distances without seeing villages. We just so farms, game farms. And that was the comment from the distribution study. That exists now. It does not now enable them to access, because those towns of the local municipalities are expanding, but because of the lack of land to expand, therefore, to the challenge of land, and therefore, if there could be some land released by the national government for the purpose of development,
You know, being private farms, it then talks directly to what the government is currently doing, whereby you find that these farmers are now ready to call whatever price if the government is going and then negotiate. Thus, the PMG, please don't quote me. Thus then, we remember when we spoke about the question of the expropriation, where the government offers and we refuse. Because the very first thing that we have to do to see to is that our people do get the land. So I'm then saying, I'm deliberately saying this, that there are two role players here. It's the Department of Land Affairs together with the Department of Public Works. Because currently we don't have an audit. Because one thing that would then, because you find that the frustration that the municipality is having is because even themselves they don't even have the audit. Because they should be having the title deed of all those farms that are there. And also the history of each farm as to how it was acquired. I know it becomes a sensitive thing whenever we South Africans we begin to talk about the question of land, because we bring in Mugabe into it. Whereas the truth of the matter is that we have not yet done enough to do the audit of what we have and what we do not have. Thus, then you find that some, they end up, you saw, looting, as you correctly said, if they see that now the government has caught up with them when they're beginning to then question as to how did you acquire the farm, give us a history. If you look into that, there's one area that we did not look into as government. I want to say this. You know, when we talked about the restitution, right, we keep on wanting the history of that particular land. Even if there is nothing really that will stop those people to get the land, there is one area called Mkanzini. Here is a community. This was there and it just farmed. No more use. All of a sudden the government had to engage with those people and say, but give us the history. Because there was no other claimant and there were no occupants. Lababantu, but no, this was our land, we've been using it for generations. There's no need for the history there. It's only now that the government has acceded to their claim to them. Because my argument was to then say, but we are government, we cannot argue with the people who are claiming their land. Because even government is not using that land. And it falls directly under their control. And they've been in it for generations. Because they are beautiful farms. Some silly officials within the department, they want to hold on. Because they always want to play on the ignorance, not stupidity, mind you, ignorance of our own people. Because they don't have much information as to how these things are done. So they want to lock this farm. This thing must not continuously claim. And then when they begin to talk about land reform, officials within the Department of Land Affairs, they will talk about land reform and then say, no, we have identified. And then whoever wants to buy that land, within themselves and their bodies, they will simply, you know, attend and get the land from the department. And now taking away the right of the people to utilize, that's why in some key areas where I didn't, I simply say claim the land. The demand of agriculture is there. what are you going to do? Put together a cooperative. And you run and plow and do all the good things that you have to do. It's your land anyway. That's an unsaying. India selling Pombo, I think from what I'm hearing from the conference, it's one of those tricky things that have been done. Whereby you end up not being able to look and find the history as to how they acquired those pieces of land, even if the people of that area did not claim the land by way of your institution. We are not saying we are wanting to take it away from them, but we want to release the land so that our people can begin to utilize the land, particularly for integration. So now, if you are finding that municipality saying the same thing, I think that recommendation must come as strong. If it's a challenge, let's put that, it must be very clear. I think we're going to cross that corner. To begin to then say there is this big challenge that must be looked into by the three departments, whereby there must be a release of land to address the municipality, because the complaint that came from the mayor, as you correctly say, it's not just a small thing. That then, the government must look into that matter seriously. Because at the end of the day, if we want to control what is currently happening in Cape Town, we have to attend to it now. Because people are going to forcefully occupy that land. We don't want that kind of a situation in the country. So that's then the reason why this mayor said this matter must be referred to, and this must be looked into by the three departments concerned. That is why this particular recommendation must come up very clear. To then say, what are we then recommending and what are we then saying about it? But I'm then saying, allow us, we can craft that one. Let's craft it so that it must begin to highlight the desperation that they have. And also the question of what you just alluded to. So that they can do a separate investigation to begin to assist that local municipality as well. So it's an immediate thing that must then happen. But it must come by way of a recommendation that this must be attended to by the three departments. But
Mark, goodbye. And you know, Shepard, when you're talking about this, you remind me of one thing. You see, the land towards Mokban and Maya,
yes.
It belonged to the Bata tribe.
Yes.
Yes. And now, all the ones who are occupying that land using it as a commercial farming, they say that they bought that land from Gebashe, and Gebashe Gramsci can say that they did not, their grandfather did not sell the land to them. They cannot say that they bought it from their grandfather. He has got nothing to do with the farm. So now, the department is so slow in doing things. As a result of that, these five farmers are busy plowing, using, utilizing everything they don't even bother to vacate the land so that it is, our people can take it and take over from it and use it.
Everything
everywhere in
Asia. No, it is. The question of land is becoming a very strong thing. That must be, you know, begin to look into it. Hopefully then I think with the book on Congo, they're going to be in the book.
Yeah.
I think that if something that
needs
to be
bullet number five. Huh? Where is it?
On page 7, bullet number 5.
Okay, that is noted. Because there are certain things that if they don't carry any meeting, we're going to expand them. Because let's agree that let's expand that one, because it's going to cost us, you know, to think for something that we do not know, and we'll end up putting something and putting some words into it when we do not even understand what it meant. Why don't you agree that we expand that one? You know, under observations again, allow comrades and members that allow that certain things from the office of the committee secretaries that they must be expanded. Councillors need to assist people with claims. Do you know that one is the local government issue? The council needs to assert itself and take care of the wire. Now, you remember we agreed the last time that we cannot reflect on another department. Right. We have to talk to things actually to public work. If there's anything to be referred, let's put that some issues that were raised by the councillor. Of land that is going to involve public work, let's put that in. But where it then talks directly to issues that must be addressed by the local government, we have to put in here a clause that then says some of the issues that were raised have been referred to the Department of Local Government so that they can deal with that. Same as other challenges, water is a great challenge, especially with development in mining areas. Challenge positive or negative? Water is a great challenge. Is there a lot of water or there's a lack of water? you get what I'm saying? Water is a great challenge, especially with development in mining areas. Are they having so many swamps in that area? Or there's lack of water in the area?
You know, Chairperson, what the old thing is that because that area is a mining area, mines are using a lot of water, and there's a water scarcity in the area itself. And therefore, if there's a very high consumption from mining, it means therefore that it is for other development. That is the
nice. Yeah. That also goes then compared to minerals and energy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I was saying certain issues that are not reflecting on other, and also issues that don't augur or link up with direct with public work. Taking those notes, let's agree then that those issues must then be referred to and said issues of particular water affairs and also in mining, and those I think they're dealing with that in their particular department. The question of unemployment.
In terms of unemployment, for instance, they were raising the question of some of the mines who are not being reinstated when the mine is closed. That would also be another potential of job creation in the area, because sometimes some of the mines are closed for the whole mine. And if you look to put some expenses in the land, that is also a good example of the mines.
Whilst accepting that it's a national phenomenon, we know this is our language, that unemployment in the whole country. That is why public works was there, to begin to identify what can then be done in that area, rather than to repeat. The reason why you were there also is to address the question of employment, poverty, skills development. Now, what are them saying? In addressing unemployment, we should expand to then say, these are some of the things that can happen to begin to assist, but in line with expanded public work program. Rather than to simply say unemployment, we know, because we are repeating the very same thing that we keep on talking about. Lack of yellow fleet. You know, PMG then as the only time, I don't think we were born by then. You remember that is the SAPS, which we had what we call the yellow fleet. Yellow Melody, they used to call it Yellow Melody. So I'm just saying, even there, I understand what you're talking about, the Yellow Melody, that is the yellow fleet, right? It directly talks directly to your local government, that is your provincial government, right? Ilama Chaka Corner, about the legislature, because it's national leadership. Now, that then talks directly to your local government. Right, that is that local sphere. That is the local, that is your public work at that particular level. Right. Because the shortage, they should be submitting the necessary budget. Right. Necessary budget that address that at that particular level. For us, there's nothing that we can do about that. Because I think they were referring to yourself, but are they submitting budgets to begin to address their shortcomings regarding the yellow sheet? That's why I end up saying then it then falls between the two ambits, your NCOP and the provincial government, to begin to look into their own budget in addressing this issue.
You know,
what are they then saying? Long distance is an area where maintenance is required. What are we going to do about that?
We'll not tell them, asking them what they will take out of that selection of the location. What are we doing?
Yeah, my sister, because that is a provincial issue. That's a provincial issue. Yes, as much as it's part of the challenges. Now, this is the department raising their own issues. Right, as part of the challenge, that then talks directly, not to part to because the public works at national, okay, does not allocate budget to provinces. It's the treasurer that does that. Are they then doing enough to put together their own budget so that they can begin to function? If that is the case, then what are we then saying? If it becomes a challenge, it must be referred. I'm saying we will not get it like it, and the best thing is that let's take this one out, place it under matters to be referred to the other NCOP organizations to the province. Because I cannot imagine a province that can come up and complain about this because it's their responsibility and they put their budgets together. The same as in the Northern Cape.
Whereby they did local municipalities. They didn't know what to do, seemed not to know what to do with the locate. And the NEC tried to clarify that by saying they are in a process of selling the locate to the energy contractors and the HOC. And I believe that is part of the report. I'm not sure if it was to what needs to be referred to local government.
Yeah, but here you hear what they were going to do about it. You hear what I'm saying? And secondly, are these yellow fleets also in the local municipality? In the district municipality? So we are not talking about public works, we are talking about the district municipality that talking about the yellow fleet. It's not public works. So it then goes to them because they should be taken to Zimbabwe a month ago. You know, donated three Lokuzama graders to the district municipality for transport. So this is what they have to do with the district municipality. They must begin to talk to, and they have budget to buy these fleets. So why must they come up and complain? Because once again, I'm talking to their budget.
Transport has produced only yellow fleets. The welfare is there for this health is for this whole. Most of the buses have produced their own yellow fleets.
Why are they all yellow? unless you're trying to tell me that a yellow fleet is not the color. Because I cannot imagine health having a yellow fleet.
No, I'm talking about the color of the yellow.
What's the one that does? What's the one that does? What is the one that does? Now, no, well, once they talk about yellow fleet in this meaning and in this case, it talks directly to our grains, our plants, our truck life, and it's
NPA,
yeah. They were used by the NPA.
That is why we
should
transport
you
now.
Agayazi, Umagaso, which NPA means.
Umagaso.
Combat so.
Yeah.
The NPA is Natal Provincial Administration.
Yes.
It's not the prostitution authority, it's not the prostitution. So, like your CPA.
Yeah.
Communal Property Association. Yeah. It's Cape Provincial Administration. Not me, sister. This is the second time.
I remember.
Sure.
What,
But we did recommend that after for this not operation, but yeah, for operation, there was a comment that we recommended to after we had at all the challenges and whatever, as part of the way forward. But now we are both back to
what we In fact, I think you are hurting Sisuku exactly for what I said last week. So then say we agreed last week to then say when we do get, in fact in my opening remarks, I didn't want to be asked to members because you know Now what I'm saying is we agreed that let's zoom into what recommendation are we coming up. Are we agreeing into the content? The content are those salient points so that we extract all those things that we do not need. Right? And talk directly to the issues that must be dealt with by the department. Because this is the key thing. By the department to then say, these are the things for noting after having visited that particular province. And these are the recommendations. So it then says, where we note so that the department can also simply, because they won't be reading the whole report. They'll be simply going straight to the recommendations or issues that we have noted. That then I am saying, why don't we agree then that members, if members have gone through this document, everything has been kept up, because Kony Matuma said it quite well, so then there is something missing, right? And he then says, let this thing be added on. But I think the question of the refinement after the adoption, this is the time that I want to commit myself to do it, because this is what I normally do. So that we can begin to extract all those things so that we can realign that is the report itself. Why don't we agree, members, to then say, why don't we get straight to the recommendation?
Then who was supposed to do that by when? So that next time we go there, we would just do the other recommendations that we see. The observation we made, the recommendation, and then by whom, by when?
I'm then saying on this report, do we have, because members, we agreed last week. As we have agreed before, that if there are certain bulleted issues members will be wanting to be added on, we should be now receiving, you know, Amapé. So they say, you know, Mr. Wang, I don't know, because in the past, this is what you used to do. You have become, you know, a veteran. Because in the past, you remember, you used to make some notes and then say, these are the issues that you think. Well, we agreed that we have, because if we can go straight to the recommendation, if the recommendation, we agree that these recommendations must be recommendations, or let's put them for noting. Let's agree to that. Now, because members, our program, we have not yet visited in Mpopo. It's going to be part of the outstanding project in Mpopo. I'm then saying, instead, as I was saying, because some of the reports that we're adopting, we've already gone through some of the problems, again, even before we adopt. We then, cause the report to be safe, the report, because there's nothing else that we can act on. But most of the provinces that we visited, they've acted on the same, because what we normally do, before we depart, we sit with the department and raise these issues. And then it discovers that they've acted on them even before we table for recommendation. So I'm then saying, here is the report. This report is one of those reports. But if there are anything that has not been acted on by the department nor by the province on the recommendations that they've made, this is where then we have to look into and then say, what do we then say? Because now I would suggest that let's push not for recommendations, just for noting. Let's push for recommendations. let's take out recommendations, because if it's going to go by way of the recommendations, it will then cause for the house to take that. But let's take it for noting, so that the next visit, we take these things that we have noted, because these issues were also discussed with the department, right? And all those things, there are certain things that you raise compared to Mantuma that talks directly to the Department of Local Government and all that. We can put those as noting, because these are some of the things that are going to act on. Like the one that is crucial and important, that is your land issue, whereby there's involvement of public works, agriculture, and that is land affairs and local government, whereby that matter must be looked into. See, under E of the E matters for noting by the House, see, rather than recommendation. Then we then agree with our corner that we can clean this document, right? Having adopted and agreed on those recommendations, and even those that were earlier raised by the members, why don't we agree on that kind of an approach? But Martin,
perhaps first one needs to, before one converts with your suggestion, point to number four.
Number four under recommendation.
Yeah, perhaps in that point, one of what. Either we just give it to
Even if I was not there, I understand that there must be an alternate route for heavy vehicles. Okay.
Go ahead. That's the question.
You should be knowing which way there.
And also number three, Shepard, I don't think it's correct to say that the Department of Public Works needs to assist the Baker project. I think the different municipalities need to assist the
I always become confused because I'm from Bazulu Natal, where this department has operated on the other.
In such a session, the recommendation is in line with what we said. Because they were really official with the Department of Public Works. We said they must assist them in terms of facilitating whether they are going to talk within the department or engage the Department of Public Works, the Department of part of that. Or talking with parties, the officials were there. The plea was made directly so that they should assist. Not that the department must buy a vehicle for that, but in terms of it is acquiring a vehicle. That was within that context, because we had officials, so the play was directed to the officials of the Department of Public Works, as well as who provided mentorship to our project.
Yeah, Kuala Bantanga says, I'm trying to plead with you. Here I'm finding a problem. Why don't we agree that? Let's agree that we put this as follows. I'm saying this because just under recommendation, the very first sentence that Department of Public Works needs to rope. So why don't we agree then that the key fundamentals that relate to our department must be the key things that must be reflected on this thing? That is why I was then saying the question of the language and every other thing there is, and the meaning and the sense. Let's clean this thing up and put what we might come up with two pages in this place. Right. We can come up with a two-page rather than 11-page, and then place those things for noting. Are we then agreeing, members, that every other thing, apart from things that we do not understand, have been captured? Have they been captured? Apart from certain things that we do not understand and what their meaning is, but the key fundamentals that talk to the expanded public works program, question of oversight that we conducted, question of asset management as contained here, question of poverty alleviation through the expanded public works program, and those key features thereof, I didn't catch that. Yes, you met with the municipalities, have identified the weaknesses of the municipalities here and there in the implementation thereof. I do believe that you have read the document, but has everything been properly captured? Apart from the details, because some of the information here I'm reading, it's what you've been told. Because what I can read here is what they said, this is the presentation they made. So for me, it's just like cutting and pasting, but just changing the language. That thing is out. Just don't even think about it. Just delete that thing. So I'm then saying, why don't we agree members to then say, myself and Uso, we are going to sit down, right, and capture the salient points that talk directly to expanded public works program, the role of the Department of Public Works, so that we take those as observations, having read all the reported research, because certain things we're going to expand them, so that we bring relevance to this document. Okay? Why don't we agree? Because Kofi Maduma has come up with which I have to thank him. But what I've been saying, that there are 6 points, one is to build this, I think that talks about 2.5 way forward. Really major impact projects. You find that certain things have been said about the ECWP, certain things have been said about the MEEC and what have you. Those are the key things that we're targeting and looking at. If you then say, because these are the things, because the, like your infrastructure incubator and what have you, these are the things that we should be talking to. So why don't we then agree that we adopt this report with those amendments, and we agree that we're going to table it for noting, not with recommendations. Who is the second? Mr. Wang. They are discriminating against you. Understand the question of the quorum. I know the question of the quorum. What matters with me is that if we have received our apologies, we can continue with the meeting. Not the thing is, there is one thing that we have to begin to also talk to us about here, you know. He talks directly to what he calls bureaucracy. Yes, when a person wants to be bureaucratic in all respects. You'd be surprised if you find that the whole committee members are agreeing. You don't necessarily need warm bodies. Honestly, because here it demands that members, even if they are sick in bed, they must come and endorse what they know and what they agree on. Even if they have tendered their apologies. I mean, if you have a sizable number and apologies being tendered, rightfully so, knowing the issues, because those issues are binding. They cannot come up and then say, no, we're not part of that meeting. But if you do form a quorum, adding those that have tendered apologies, it comes. where are the rules saying? Can you read me the rules?
No, that's what you're mentioning is not saying.
What are the rules saying? Just tell me. Just read something that says. What is the quorum? How is the quorum formed? it does it suggest that it must be one body?
Huh?
Of one body. It does not say so. No, it does not say
one body. One body, I agree. But then it says the Quran is 5+1.
You know what we normally you know what we do? We don't call people from America to come and vote in the country, do we? South Africans are never called, but they do vote wherever they are. Okay, then let's agree, members, that okay, fine. We will push for the adoption. Tomorrow I think we'll have a full forum, Quran. Because I don't want to then say come up one day and then say, no, La Chairperson and the PMG will be quoting this thing and it was adopted while the controller was complaining to them, they were not forming the Quran because she's not him. Let's agree that then, as much as we're going through these reports, we'll have them adopted tomorrow. Finitum. Okay? Because if you don't end up forming a quorum, it then says there's a problem with the committee for members not attending. It then says they'll never be adopted. So that matter must then be addressed, if that is the case. Right. Fortunately, I'm leaving tomorrow.
It's very much unfortunate.
Please just don't write what Makubani is saying. I hear what you're saying, but I can argue even further. Then let's agree further. That your Northwest report falls under the same category as the last year's report. Okay. Why don't we agree then that members will go out and have this report adopted tomorrow? Let's just look into the recommendations once again. If we feel that, seeing that I made the proposal, let's, because we are going to Northwest, okay, why don't we then agree also to then say, the last year's report, let's push it through for noting. Why don't we do that? Northwest is also the last year's report.
Yeah.
Why don't we agree then that also we push this for nothing because the committee is going to visit Northwest, so that when we do oversight in Northwest, we'll take the things that we have noted so that we raise those issues with them. Okay. These are the recommendations that are coming from this committee for tomorrow, that they will be adopted accordingly. But we have to work on that. But I don't have time. Indict me if you so wish.
Say it in your own words, man.
Which is what I said to him in the interview. I'm just shutting the door. So as I take it direct, you know, you take a woman to him, and naturally, as I take it, I got a canvas, I want to go back on, and I want to go back to the island, and I take it, and you show it to me, man. What did I say that is wrong?
How can it be socially? When it comes to here, how can it be socially? That's what you say.
What is going to happen tomorrow is beyond our control. The power here has decided.
But you can't say it's socially.
No, it's not.
That's what the man is saying.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with what he wants to say. I agree.
Why?
Because
he needed more development to the other committee. Your wife, you can't say it's unfortunate. But he's still in the house.
But he can say that out of this meeting, not in this meeting.
Don't worry.
It's not for free to ask. That's what it implies.
I must say to you, yeah? Tomorrow is a new chairperson, no coming. You are the 18th chairperson, so it's unfortunate. Yeah? Don't worry.
Which is not the right thing to do. So I'm then committing myself that I have to go down and sit with her so that we can begin to act on some of these issues, so that we have a presentable report, because you know pretty well, if we can take these reports as they are and have them in the ATC, it will then reflect on us. That is why I pleaded with members, so that we can assist one another. But I'm then taking it upon my shoulders to then say, I will do it. It's not meant the other way around. The June visit to Sioux State. He's a funny guy. Now, I'm told that he is having a problem, because even those pages are just like the one. The pages are not flowing. But what I remember, members, we dealt with the report of the KZN. The only thing that he then said must be done with the report of the KZN is to begin to condense it, rather than to be detailed. After all said and done, we agreed with everything there was. Safe to say then, Uakona will just go and condense it so that it must take its format, the format of reporting, because it was more of narrative rather than being, you know, pointed on issues. But we agreed, and we were just running short of just adopting it after the amendments that were made. But the content thereof, we agreed on it wholly. So getting into the three states, remember, I don't think there's much money in one Okon. I think well, what I would recommend with this one, what secretary has done with the recommendations, after each and every item, she made a recommendation. So the recommendations are not consolidated at the tail end, right? And what I then would then say, why don't we then agree again to then say, we take those recommendations and consolidate them at the tail end, right? Rather than placing them under each and every item, so that they must simply flow and we know what you are recommending. Because I think we have, you know, this is still fresh in our minds. Members reported on all the issues and the challenges that we found in Tuesday. Now, what is going to be important for tomorrow then? What are the recommendations saying? You remember we spoke about the intergovernmental, interdepartmental relations, the weakness of the understanding of the EPWP, some municipalities not understanding or knowing whether they are under project consolidate or so forth. All those issues that were of a great challenge. And you remember we also spoke in one municipality about their yellow fleet, and particularly your colleague, Mayo. disaster management. Yeah. So you remember that municipality was having a problem. It, once again, it's more about the municipality. Because these reports that we're talking about, yes, we're having a problem as a public work, but it is not properly implemented at that particular level because of the lack of involvement and the understanding of the local municipality. You remember we spoke about the municipality infrastructure grant, whereby you find that it's not in there. We also talk about, yes, your local, what we call the ELEP, local area plan, that also talks directly to your IDP. Hey, don't say this, remember? The local area plan, no, I want to leave this with you, member. I came across the local area plan. That is done by IDT. So when you begin to engage through IDT, IDT, what they normally do, they get the IDP from the local municipality. And they now come up with their local area plan where they take these IDPs and move to those localities, right, and engage the localities around their IDP so that they can come up with their LAP. So you find that if you get the information from the municipality, also compare with the IDP, because the IDP is the one that assists the municipalities with their MIG. The LAP assists the municipalities to come up with their MIG. So I'm then saying, is this the last? There's no more.
Observation.
So these are the key. Now the secretary is showing me on page 9 that there are two recommendations, a recommendation and observation. To facilitate a workshop for the emerging contractors in Kwakwa, area that will assist the contractors in finding an exit strategy from the Makwane Access Road project. IDP to be invited in such a workshop to assist the local municipalities in understanding the EPWP principles, which are major. This is not just a statement, but this is major because it clearly indicates that is lacking. Page 9, COVID
Martin.
Well,
No,
you then recall that we did make a very strong proposal because we did not want to involve ourselves much into it when you get in under observation. Those observations is because we don't want to prescribe as to what the local government should be doing. You remember we made the promise, that is the provincial department, to set up a technical team together with the National Treasury to all those things. Yeah? That will address the IGR issues raised. Develop local government housing to capacitate the municipality. I think that one is lacking. It should be crazy. There must be focal areas. Focal areas, not just to capacitate them, just and there. But we are talking about the expanded public work program. We can talk about your. Say, for instance, your Sienza Manje. Because Sienza Manje is there to assist the municipalities on infrastructure. That is DPSA. So we have to then begin to highlight those two. So then say on the, and some municipalities must then once be reassessed so that they must be placed under a project consolidated. Because my understanding, I don't recall, you can assist me here, I'm not quite sure about the municipalities whether they apply to be under a project consolidated. It looks as if those municipalities who wanted to be under project consolidated applied for that. And those who thought that they are capable to do it, they didn't. Whereby I really feel that municipalities must be assessed.
Yeah.
Right? And then if there's a need, because there are some financial problems, most of the municipalities. That is why it is uprising, as we call it, from various communities. It then says they need to be placed under a project consolidated rather than for them to then say, no, we want to be under project consolidated. I think we will just add those few points. Yes.
There's something I
Yes, but Gauteng was the one that said that they had people who were trained, and then what happened was that they were removed. They kept on, because they were only employed on a yearly basis contract, that those people would not stay. And as soon as a job opens up in something different, that they applied for it and actually left.
The people who are trying to maintain where they know from the national department is probably going to change. Let us say this, what you may want to say is something that the department has to be different. People that are going to deploy personnel from national offices to go to local municipalities, what do you call them? We were there in the so always when we did this project, we posed this question. Hence in how big they did this content. But a lot of provinces we don't get a sense. I remember even in Facebook we did not get a sense. Even in Northern Cape, I don't know in Pumala, we did not get a sense. We did show that. I think perhaps that's what she's referring to. Yeah, we are talking about Gala. We need to understand. She's aging.
Why don't you formulate something? Why don't you formulate? Who was I formulating? Okay.
So I was just trying to assist on that question. In the last management meeting, Mr. Mthandeni was asked, if the department would be able to give the midterm review of the ECWC, and he mentioned that there is a document that needs to be presented to Midnight Press before it can come to the portfolio committee, which is reviewing the ECWC program. So hence next week on Wednesday, we will only be getting a briefing on the National Youth Service excluding the ECWC.
Are you inviting
me? Yes, I invite you. Okay. So, there's the department as well, at national level, there was no clear answer that you could give to the committee, saying, yes, there are people who are doing that, as you think, local municipalities.
But I think thanks a lot. Namgail and the Buddha.
Okay.
Then the woman got so willing on a zimbin junk. Now, I'm then saying that is one thing that we have to do. Particularly the briefing on the EPD and the review of them. Because we were supposed to have had this briefing and the review of them sometime in June. Am I correct? And they kept on, because when I spoke to Felicia, we're then saying when they get into that endeavor, they must invite the portfolio computer, they must invite their office. Right. Rather than to come up with a final program for to brief members about it. We wanted to be part thereof when they begin, because some of the issues were raised by members because of what they found in the various provinces in the implementation of the expanded public works program. And it then gives me a little bit of worry, because well, what you begin to find is that it's now absorbed by many other activities around the Africa, right? Whilst it is very good, but at the same time, we have to keep it alive, because it is the one that talks about skills. It's the one that also talks about placement in the National Youth Service. Because as much as the committee is going to be next, because the National Youth Service, surely you'll be talking expanded public works program, because that forms part of the expanded public works program. Is to then say, how far will they be going about the National Youth Service, because it must not be limited. Because it's important. Because it then talks to your complex maximum. It also talks to your incubator and your mentor. Why don't we have our own mentors rather than having mentors being sent from big companies, right, and construction companies to come and do mentoring, when we can begin to service the National Youth Service and have people can do that. That's then, I'm all time and again lobbying for it, defense, because we have people within the engineering field who can begin to mentor them in those institutions that we intend to establish. You find that that can be of great help. But I'm then saying, your Galicia has not come back to us. As much as we're going to deal with the National Youth Service, it then suggests that the committee and the study group must begin to follow this thing, because this is September, and we are going to be, including myself, looking into the national, that is your annual report. Because the reason why they had to have the reviewer, it was on the basis that they will be also coming up with the annual report, that then begin to talk to them what has the department done. That then I'm then saying also, let's look very closely what the annual report says and what the AG says. Because some of these issues, as much as we've been engaging with the department, I'm saying this, comrades, because the members, because I'm not quite comfortable. Not at all comfortable with the last visit that we undertook. Last three visits that we undertook, where we were unable to meet the traditional offices of the panel of the department. They did put an excuse earlier to then say, no, it's because of the directorate in place and what have you. But it did not stop the regions not to be there. We went to Gauteng, we did not meet with them. We went to Mpumalanga, we went to Northern Capital. But they were not there. Then you ask yourself a question, what is happening? So that is why I'm then saying, let's look into that. And also the relevancy. Because you remember, Comrade Matuma, when we were in Gauteng, in their strategy plan, which they are going to have towards the end of the year, where we then said, the question was asked the relevancy of the of these offices at provincial level. Is it still there? And what why were they not part of the program that we had? Because we said we wanted to meet with them. And there's one outstanding document whereby we haven't met with the department this year. Because before we undertake provincial visits, we first meet with the department. That one is still outstanding. So that one must also continue to form part of the program before the end of the year, before they go to their strategic plan, that is the portfolio committee must meet with them. Having finalized, because they have to come for the National Youth Service and they must come for the EPWP. Then when you meet with them, this is where then we're going to tell them where their shortcomings are. Fortunately, we'll also be having the annual report, because we can call them even during the time of the annual report in that matter, so that we can just form rather than having two separate things. Call them for the annual report, sit down with them, and then tear them apart. Please don't quote me. We won't tear them apart. PNG, please don't tear them apart. So I'm then making that strong proposal, members, that if either we will then say consolidate our siyazi lokhu ngelamajeni our attack plan to begin to consolidate our approach when we meet with the key partners to then say these are the key issues that we have identified. It then talks solely to all these reports. All these reports, so that sense again that we extract all the recommendations and observations that we made. We meet with the department to highlight also their shortcomings. Their shortcomings, particularly when we talk about the intergovernmental and interdepartmental relations. What are we doing around that? That's then I'm proposing that when we meet with them, let's meet with them as part of the meeting that we're supposed to have with them and also our management there for our annual report. Because the annual report they have to table before the end of the month. Congratulations.
So as to avoid this thing, people are moving from the Eastern Cape, from wherever, to Victoria, especially this area. These are coming in. Yeah, they need to see that.
Thank you. No, you find that they come be coming up with some. There are some efforts. One of the things.
No,
you're talking to me now. That's talking to me. You say that to them. No, they are not trying. They have established some. But also one thing that was constrained. What was constraining them? I think also it's a question of the budget that the department has given them to begin to open them up. Because they, I am saying on their behalf. So I'm then saying that the report that they are also giving also hinges around that. Because, you know, when we're in housing, you remember the problems that they are confronted with. Yes. Can you believe that in Chad they are closing the office? The CIDB office. I think they're trying to centralize the offices. They're going to open one new station. But the one that is in charge, I'll ask them. But I'm saying they are closing that office. As to when was that office opened, I'm not quite sure. But it looks as if there were offices before. Because they are closing an office that was there for some time. Now they are restructuring it, they are currently doing. But once again, let's push into the whole guy. You recall that the minister's speech, the main thrust of his speech was the role of the CIDB. I think we've listened to that. You remember that they brought the strategy plan. In their early strategy plan, they did not, that document did not contain the trust of what the minister debated. That was brought at the last moment when the strategy did not take it to the House. And members did not debate much into it. So that is one key error that members must look into. On that. Because we find that there's a lot into it. But that gives power, if I may put it that way, to CIDB. so that is the key area that members must be, because I think this is where Spencer was involved, because Spencer was from the IDP, and is the author of that chapter, I believe. So I would suggest that also members must look into that particular chapter, so that the member can then begin to understand what the IDP is, particularly in this new approach that the minister simply endorsed. And one other one that is also outstanding member, I will keep on coming with this issue, so that they must be very much alive. Your property. You remember there was also a promise that, if you read the minister's speech, it also talk about the academy, when that academy, and what is happening about it. Then it then talks to the visit, your investors, because these are interlinked. So that then talks to us. That might cause our annual report this time around not to pass because of us. I'm not sure until we get lay our hands on the annual report. But you remember that the AG has been complaining about this over years, that certain things are not happening around the problem of assets and the backlog. So let's look into that also. Since I'm raising these 3 points, your expanded public, that is you are thereof, right? Your CIGB, your property and assets. So those are the key focal points that we have to begin to look into.
Now, I think that personally we have both to cover what I wanted to say. But I wanted to ask a question. When we started to this program in 2004 and 2005, we used to start at the head of this. And by so doing, we were able to get at least a support from head of this in terms of the line of command from to say that the regional offices, the portfolio committee is coming to that office, prepare for that, and then we will get there. Yeah. Now the point that I'm raising is that you find that
because it was a department. But deliberately so again. We were supposed to start there. But what they then did is to then change everything. Last time we were discussing the question of it, because I was just confirming. We were supposed to start with them. So they asked me to change it around. So that thing I can't do is with the provinces. That is why I'm saying it annoys me, because they ended up not us meeting deliberately with their region. Because we were supposed to meet with them with their region, so they decided not, because the regions were going to come up and put their complaints about the department, which was going to reflect on them. Yes, now, you find that now it's a question of the dog, Mr. Wang. The dog, you know, the tail working the dog.
Now, the point that I wanted to say, Sharon, before you leave your comment, is that now
they've
reduced now
our
and that's now through the litigation of the SOP. And that is incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to correct that thing.
Yes.
I'm saying this thing because few days you're not doing that. But that should be limited. Mm-hmm. That at least we're going to get back to that approach. Mm-hmm. So that the thing is taken over
that. Yeah. That never ever taken over that without starting with the because that's what it's for. So that. We then come back and they say, but what you said, it is not so, it's not happening.
It's not happening. Mm-hmm. We used to even visit projects that are in the direction of the National Department. The reason why we're able to go to those,
working for water, and then working for water, fire, and stuff,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Those are happy days, and things like that. It's not even informed by me.
And we are further agreed that once we meet with them, the national program was also going to take us to the office of the CIGB,
yeah,
to IDT, CBE, and all agreements of Africa. That was part of the program.
Yeah,
that was part of the program we agreed on. No, I think that is not just combat machine. That is not just. No, it's the national department, because we did not meet with the regional department. What is going to be important then is that we meet with the national But the question that will always remain is what is happening with the regional people, the regional offices, not the government. Regional offices, they call them regional. They are national governments. But at regional level, they call provinces regional. Okay, that's it, and Conan, didn't you?
I'm just saying that the department really promised us a lot of things. When we raised the question about the military basis, they said they would come there for us. For instance, in the report, there were quite a number of houses where the military base was, and there were those houses that are standing there in.
I remember quite well. You're quite right. Because there is a full non-funnel asset. Because in the program, we agreed that the person dealing with assets, now I was supposed to brief us sometime in June, July, as part of the program. But they kept on, you know. And also the Giyama. Right. It's part of the Giyama and assets. Those were linked together. Because you're quite correct, because they were going to brief us on all the military bases.
Yeah, and they are saying
what they intend to do. That's why I'm then saying from the defense position, I want some of those for national use service.
And because that's what I'm saying, it's
good that
you're
going
to
go
to the book. Remember that MSA that was renovated and
we don't know what happened. Oh, yes.
You know?
And
we
don't know what happened. Just remind me when we talk about the support. In fact, that report that you just gave. Remember, are we then agreeing almost on all these reports? I don't think there's a problem with this one, except that I'm just laughing at the department to try and correct, you know, one last thing on your page 11 on your Mpumalanga report. If there's anything members to add, now I'm quite comfortable with this, but I'll further refine it for tomorrow's meeting. Remember, tomorrow we won't be doing what we are doing. It's just a question of just putting them for adoption because of the quorum. But if there are any additions, come with Masuma. Once we adopt, we'll adopt most of them with amendments so that we can then sit down after and then deal with them rather than to have them, you know, come with Masuma. In Gauteng also, there's a corner song here with them. I always jump to observation and recommendation. And meeting with Sapo, yeah. That's why I wanted to talk about Sapo. Your Sapo is on page 9. The reason why support, they still argue that they should have been part of the project, the main project of Amagen, building of skills and what have you. Now I want Inez Comrade Maduma to tell you, because you are going to meet with my group this time around, to then tell you as to what actually happened or what is currently happening regarding the prison that is being built in the Northern Cape in Kimberley.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just touch on that? This is going to give your mind to this one.
This is just in the, we've gotten those packs for the Northern Cape visit. They just indicated that the Department of Correctional Services from their capital work budget. This is one of four prisons, the Kimberley prison that we reported on. And part of it is that the people that they employed was actually 61 ex-offenders is part of it. So in terms of the concern that Miles Budu had that ex-offenders were not part of this new generation prison, it seems that they actually did do so. So that's actually...
Did you hear that? What Miles, I think, are trying to... They want to get a ready-made kind of a deal. To want to commit the department to then say they agreed with the correctional services there, that automatically their organization, an organization. But here, if you are listening to what she's then saying, is that the department deliberately decided to, you know, to take them not as an organization, but to simply, I think, headhunting, if I may use the, though I don't think I'm correct there, because that is how the department absorbed them, rather than taking the organization. So I think the frustration that Miles is having, okay, I don't want this to be quoted, because we're still going to meet with this person, okay? You can keep it for your record purposes, because we're still wanting to interrogate them. What I suspect is that Miles Budu, realizing that there are those that are being absorbed who are ex-prisoners and who are working in the project, not being part of his organization, is feeling the frustration. Because there could be some problems within his own organization. Because he never made mention of them. When I do know that, he does know that ex-prisoners are employed and they're working in that big project. The number, you said how many?
61
ex-offenders are working in that project. He never mentioned it. That then I'm just saying we must be guided at the end to be used only to find there's some kind of infighting within his own organization. Because this then begins to suggest that. So I'm then saying, because remember, you'll be meeting with him, because he did write a letter to indicate that he won't be able to meet with him during the course of last month. And he's waiting eagerly that we meet with him. No, not as yet, because there's been this change of command. So that's why I said, let's write letters. So that, but I was then saying, he must get now this information directly from the Department of Public Works.
This was in the pack from the Public Works.
From Public Works.
Yeah.
Yeah. The information is coming from Public Works. Anyway. That's the subject.
And this is in the program.
When he's visiting in Northwest, but I'm then saying the National Department must provide us with that information as to say how many ex-prisoners are employed, so that when he comes, he then says this is it. If possible, Inez, let's also get the names of those who are there as prisoners. Right? So that when we meet with him, he then say these are the people who are employed. It gives us a national picture. Right? They are being absorbed. Because I was saying to my institution, why do you carry a flag of calling yourself ex? Because nobody will ever sympathize with yourself. If you have the skills, simply go there and be employed. And that's the bottom line. But now they want us to look at them with that sympathetic kind of eye, as if, you know, they are dependent. Committed crime and become a dependent when you come out of here to then say the state and the people. I'm not harsh, but I'm then saying we cannot be drawn to that kind of thinking. Because they have to find their way and begin to work with the community, rather than them wanting to get a special concession. Whenever government is having a project, they want just to be given a special concession because, well, that they were in prison, as if they were political prisoners. I mean, something very different. Well, that's the naked truth. So I just want to then say, I mean, we have to be guided. That's why I say, PMT, you can knock that one in. I've said it, but you can lock it in, because we are still going to discuss and debate with them, okay? But this is my view anyway. You can quote me as I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem. You can say what I said. I don't have a problem with that. Indeed. What I will do, I will go to Helen's village. I saw her in Cape Town what she does, so I'm going to join her and then say, away with that. Don't call me. Okay. John called me even in the one that I've said, because I want to say it when I'm ready to say it. I will say it in the house. I will say that in the house. Honestly, because this kind of tendency of wanting them to be seen. Comrades, what about the Gauteng? Do we have anything to add or subtract on the report? We were all there. And particularly around the recommendations, or do we feel that we have to add more? You could agree, Comrades, because now it would then cause yourself to debate and discuss it in the House if it comes by way of recommendations. But if it's observations, then you can kickstart with the new chairperson, right, and follow up these issues with this department. I'm saying this because there's this annual report that is coming. Now, the tendency, I want to warn Comrades once again, the tendency of the department, once they get this report, they quickly act. So by the time you get into their annual report, they reflect on the issues that they have acted on. Why don't you agree that we engage the annual report immediately this time around and table the annual report forthwith with those recommendations, also taking into account the issues that are contained in all the observations that we have made? Because they have these reports, by the way. And we find that they are acting on them. But what is crucial in the report is we should then say, once we debate the annual report, and we take our report on the annual report, let's go and debate the annual report with all these reflections that are in this report. That is why when we... Because I know your office will come up and they say, if I came on a report, you have to debate them. Let's agree that yes, we debate all these issues when we table the annual report. Because we are putting these as observations, and what we give you the annual report because the department is having this report, so that we can then take these issues. Why don't we agree with that kind of thing?
Yeah.
No, you'll be there hijacking. You'll be there hijacking. Thanks for your observation. Because I don't know what loot is, but you know.
No, can I give you a question? It is important to have projects out of it.
Then I go for the combine. So you look at Kubek and you see
anything.
Yes, I do show up on the kitchen in America, but I'm going to come up on the list. This is amazing. Okay, yeah, I'm going to la position that we're home.
For instance, we all agree that the big project in Gauteng, which is not a problem, the incident.
And
the creation of the office to solve the issues that you raise. That essentially means in grade 8, you're doing the job of grade 2 testing in the house of
The observation. Oh, Namatuma, I think you have gone through this whole question. I don't have to comment on that. Have you? And are you comfortable with the recommendation? Oh, no, I don't. Do you have any comment about this or how to take it? Yeah, I must communicate. The bank of Ghana, no one can be out of the month. Out of the month. So that cases will run through them all. So that when they get out of the month, they will be out of the month. Mamun, you are going to go now because you are going to drive and stay this way. Right. What is the question, Mark? I'm saying, excuse me. I'm saying that we are going to need your assistance first, because what is going to happen from henceforth, starting from tomorrow, the chairperson is not around. Okay. Tomorrow she's going to be appointed or elected in absentia. That then calls for the committee to have a person that is going to act in her absence. If that is the case, I know that the Office of the Chief Whip normally assigns that responsibility to the whip. Why so? Because we don't want to invoke the rules. Because the rules suggest that if you put a person to act, you have to pay that person for acting. That is why I only try to avoid to use acting loosely, because it talks directly to whereby you have to be appointed by a full committee to act. But we keep on wanting to use that to then say act. But I'm then saying that the arrangement that is done by the Office of the Chief is only to assign the week, right, to continue to drive the committee. So that is why I say all the issues raised might now be you being the driver's seat. right. Now, one point that has been raised by Wakon, just before we close. One is that the program. There are those members that will be going to the People's Assembly, and there are those that will be going to the People's Assembly. But next week, there was going to be on Wednesday, the Kenyan on Wednesday this coming week, which meeting by the department on the National Youth Service. They also asked, I'm told, that they also wanted to say something else but on the Kiyama, which for me would have been to separate the two issues. Because Kiyama talks directly to, because it's Kiyama and Afro. So we cannot want them to come and give us on Kiyama because we won't be able to apply our minds on both. Let's apply our minds to the National Youth Service. Then that's going to happen. In fact, the date that was set up for the 19th was that the People's Assembly is taking place in the Department, which is Wednesday. So it then means a decision must be taken tomorrow whether we cancel this or not. Because what we are rushing for, and we don't want to overrun this particular 10 and F issue of the last 10 getting into the next 10 as we become effective or two. But if it needs be, it would then say if it does not take place, we have to find a day like a Tuesday like today to deal with it, because the next term program is the consideration of the annual report. That is the main thing that is going starting from the 17th of October when we come back. So the only thing that can happen is we can apply for a special sitting to be briefed by the department. Though I know a committee section would always come up and they say no. But most committees they do sit during the local constituency period when they have worked before them. So what I would propose, why not agree that we find a day during the constituency period if we don't have those 2 days, right, for those two briefings taking place, to have a day or two during the constituency period whereby you are getting that briefing. It could then take place in the housing. Right. That's it. You make a special application that during recess we can deal with it. But don't say this now. Because I don't force members to come and get this briefing. That is why that I'm proposing Snowden members, and that we discuss this matter tomorrow. We were trying to reorganize the program because going to the People's Assembly that is going to take place, and the department were ready to come and brief the Committee on the National Youth Service. I'm still imposing my authority against Mrs. Mambo. That during recess, you can meet with the department, a housing, right, and get this briefing. But making a special application, say next week, to then say we want to finalize incidentally 1-10, so that when we come back in October, we are concentrating on the annual report and festival. So we're having two things here, if you National Youth Service and Kiyama, and the Parliamentary Village Management as well. I'm just throwing some ideas, members, I'm not imposing. To then say it can happen during this event. Mr.
Congress Chair, the tomorrow meeting is a new chairperson coming.
No, it's not. So, but we'll be appointing the chairperson in absentia.
So, what's the reason? No.
Again?
What's the reason? No. What's wrong?
The problem is that she is in N1 City Hospital. She's not well.
Yes, the N1 City
Hospital.
The next thing.
Again?
Not too far from us.
Not too far from Akasha Pasha. She needs a visit as committee member, then also send her flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, committee.
Can you ask him? Because the thing is that, besides the next week,
Yes, that is why I say if we do agree, we can flag these two, right, and have them during the local constituency period, whereby we can make a special application. Because we are still going to come, it's the same people, same department, same teacher coming to prison. That's why I was then proposing that, why don't we then flag these two and have them during the period. And our plea would then to say, we don't want when you come back to continuously, you know, having this thing hanging, will you be doing the annual report and the entity will be coming to report. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that special application is going to make a major special requirement to our motivation. It's required that we can look at the whole program and put up the money. So that will then be, we then table that tomorrow in the motion.
But you can make that
2 days. We can make it 2 days. We'll tell them to pay for it. We'll request those people to pay part of the cost. Thank you very much. Thank you. But I think can you look for the FFC report and see as to how it's been used? Thank you for that. I did not attend. We can also deal with one of them. We can have one day in the house and then not push it to get out there. It's just a question of updating on the program. And also the question of the
issue that you want
them
to
I can't distribute your information. So, just tell me when I say it wrong.
I can tell you one thing. Oh.